The state Senate already voted overwhelmingly for a clean version of this bill that would require insurance companies to charge the same rates for all chemotherapy, whether it's delivered with a pill or through an IV. But Assembly Republicans changed the plan to allow for monthly copays of up to $100 for oral chemo pills. State Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville says cancer groups might be okay with that change, but they did not ask for it.
The advocacy groups got told, this is the best you're going to get.
Cullen, who's both a cancer survivor and a former insurance executive, says the way the plan's written, a cancer patient could end up paying $100 a month for each different type of oral chemo they're prescribed. And Cullen says there's nothing in the bill prohibiting insurance companies from making up the difference with higher coinsurance payments and deductibles.
It's a complete giveaway to the health insurance industry at the expense of people who have cancer.
Republican State Senator Alberta Darling of River Hills, who is also a cancer survivor, says she wanted the bill the Senate passed a couple weeks ago, but she urged her colleagues to support this latest version.
Am I happy with the amendment? Would I prefer our bill? Yes. But I think this amendment allows a lot better access than the insurance right now.
Darling says Wisconsin's insurance commissioner has said he plans to enforce the bill as the legislature intended it, though critics say he will be required to follow the law as it's written. The plan passed on a 26-7 vote. It heads now to Governor Scott Walker, who has said he plans to sign it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.